they'd go and take they'd go to them people every day for 2 weeks. And they'd soak that there, boil it in sweet milk and put it on there, and it just hits your, that's bite place, just like a lodestone hit a piece of metal. And it'd stay on there so long it turned loose. But that was one treatment. Take it off and boil it again and put it up for the next person. And they'd never give out. But they was very valuable.
They really were?
Oh, yes. And they worked to just, I've had neighbors down there, they're all dead and gone now, that they were bit by their own dogs. And they went to them people and had taken the treatment. And we used to never hear of a person dying of hydrophobia when a lot of them people had those mad stones, as they call them.
Have you ever been bitten?
No. But I've seen those mad stones.
What do they look like?
Well, now, there's a fellow named Albert Lester had one up here at Oak Lawn, and it was about the size of your finger and about that long. And it was white and a brown streak in it. And others are just a round, looks just like a rabbit kidney. But they're very hard, very hard. And people used to, if they ever killed a white deer, they'd hunt through that paunch till they found it. Now why it was in there, you'd have to ask somebody that knows. Nobody knows. Well, if it was just the good Lord put it in there, they was born that way. But the white deer is the only one that ever carried a mad stone.
I never heard of that before. That's interesting. You know, people in Alabama have, most of them I would assume, never heard of civet cats. I guess they just don't have any. We have, you know, what you call a skunk or a polecat, but
yeah.
I had never heard of a civet cat before I came to Arkansas.
You never saw one?
Never heard of it.
I have a book in there with all kind of animals. It's got the civet cat, the polecat, and there's, in my time, so it's been about 20 years ago, I was up in Montgomery County with my wife's cousin hunting, and my dogs treed one. That is one of these big cats. And he was white, and I wouldn't let him kill him. Oh, he was big, and the first one I ever saw. And when I've got this little book with all that, it shows that same cat in there. But I just thought he was a skunk, but just a very big one. But it's he is of the skunk family, but it gave a different name for him. And there's a black skunk, there's a narrow striped skunk, and there's a broad striped skunk. And then this here big one, I forget the name of him, but I got in there, it shows him and the civet cats and everything in there.
Well, I'd like to take a look at a civet cat before I leave, just to say I'd seen one.
Well, now I've got the picture of him in there. I can show you the, if you want to see it.
Well, just remind me of it before
I
leave.
Okay.
I'd like to see one. Because when I first heard that, you know, was here in Arkansas when I was doing these interviewing, and when I was doing this type of interviewing, and, you know, I just had to stop and ask the fellow what it was.
If you would run over one, and just see one. He's got the bushy tail, but he's smaller than the regular skunk or polecat. And he's got them little narrow white stripes. They'll be about this long, all up and down his sides and his back. And I've killed two in my time of hunting.
Have you ever gotten tangled up with a skunk or?
Oh, lots of them. I tell you, you can catch a skunk and handle him. If you know how to handle him, you won't, you'll never get that musk on you. Now, I know you know, you've heard people say that, just like people handle a rabbit.